Our scripture reading comes from Mark 10, 46 through 52. Here's what it says. And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, Call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Take heart, get up, he's calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, Go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. This is a story that I love because it's not only literal, but it's a metaphor. We know that Jesus came to bring recovery of sight to the blind. We know because that's what he said when he began his ministry. We know that the disciples were referred to Jesus as having ears that could not hear and eyes that could not see. We know that blindness is a condition that happens not only physically but spiritually, and all of us have spiritual eyes that need to be opened. And my experience is that my spiritual eyes need to be opened all the time. I just don't have the ability to assume that I'm always seeing clearly. In Mark chapter 8, Jesus heals a different blind man, and he needs two touches. The first time after he touches the man says, I see men walking as trees. I'm thinking that means his eyes were blurry. The second time, he says, I see clearly. All through the Gospels, we see the disciples, I think, seeing things in a blurry sort of way. They didn't quite understand that Jesus cared about everyone, and that those that society had marginalized, Jesus noticed. And when he paid attention to the marginalized people, the disciples were often like, what is going on here? For instance, the woman who touched the hem of his garment. Or when children came and they would try to send them away, Jesus said, don't send them away. This is what the kingdom of God is all about. And time after time, the disciples just don't understand what Jesus is all about. Earlier in chapter 10, James and John come to Jesus and they say, you know, Rabbi, teacher, give us whatever we want. And he says, what do you want? And he says, tell me, what do you want? And they say, well, grant us to sit one at your right side and one at your left in your glory. And Jesus said to them, you don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink of the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I'm baptized? And they said to him, we're able. And Jesus said to them, the cup that I drink, you will drink. And the baptism with which I'm baptized, you'll be baptized. But to be at my right hand or at my left hand is not mine to grant, but is for those for whom it has been prepared. Of course, the other 10 disciples, when they heard that James and John had asked this of Jesus, were indignant. And so Jesus responds by saying, you know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom. And even after Jesus said these words to them, the same attitude springs up within the disciples where they are not noticing the marginalized. Now, Bartimaeus was one of those people, and the crowd was following suit with how the disciples were, and were saying, you know, just be quiet, leave him alone. And when Jesus stopped and said, bring him to me, the crowd changed and they said, cheer up, he's asking for you. And so Bartimaeus threw off his cloak. He left his favored place that he had saved for himself all that time. And he ran to Jesus. And Jesus healed him. See, his eyesight and his spiritual sight were given to him, and we're told that he then followed Jesus. I think we live in a time where there's a lot of spiritual blindness. There's a lot of confusion. It's like everybody is trying to make sense not only of how to deal with this pandemic disease, but also guidance in how they can get back to work and how they can make their lives meaningful again. How can they be in relationship with people that they were in relationship with, but it has to be in a different sort of way? Everybody's trying to make sense of things. But there's a spiritual blindness also that I think is going on. And I think that the church is in a great opportunity to start to help others see things more clearly from a spiritual point of view. Jesus said, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. My prayer is that God will open my eyes and help me to notice things that he notices that I'm not noticing, people that he notices that I'm not noticing. Help me especially to notice the marginalized and people that I would normally not notice on my own, and help me to know the right things to say and do to encourage them and be of service so that I can truly be his hands extended to a hurting world. God bless.